Okay, folks, before we start today's show, we want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Texit Coin. And right now, today, December 7th, 2025, that Texit Coin is sitting right at $3.02. And I tell you what, they've signed up over 55,000 folks to help. This is a crowdsource project, and they've got over 55,000 miners that are pitching in to mine that Texit coin out there in the great state of Texas. Hey, if you want to get in on this and learn more about it, just shoot an email to texitmines@gmail.com, TEXITMINES@gmail.com. And put the word Palm in there, PALM, to get a discount on that first mining share. All right, thank you, Texit Coin, for sponsoring the show, and let's get right into the show.
Hello there, and welcome to the Palm and Pine Podcast. The boys are coming to you from their hidden camp, set deep in the Florida woods on the banks of the mystic Suwannee River. So let's take a moment and hear from the boys of old Florida.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Palm and Pine Podcast. We are so grateful to be here with y'all again today. I think this is episode 69. That's a good number. That's the year I was born. I need a tattoo, 1969 right there across my, you know, a lot of my, I shouldn't say this, but a lot of my passwords.
Enough liquor and you would have that.
Yeah. A lot of my passwords.
Enough liquor up in Louisiana and you would have that.
A lot of my passwords have 69, you know, intermixed in my passwords.
That's good to know, y'all.
Yeah. I shouldn't tell y'all that. I'll be getting into my...
You're getting some of the sergeant's money here.
Yeah, get into the old sergeant. You don't want to take money from a sergeant.
No, old sergeant.
They'll find you. Them old sergeants will find you. So anyway, we are glad to be back with y'all. And as usual, I'm right here beside Dr. Barlow.
Yes.
How you doing, sir?
Yes, just an exciting month, an exciting new year on the podcast, 2026.
Right, 2026.
We're going to have another free raffle after the 100th episode, or maybe at our one-year anniversary in March.
Right.
We haven't decided yet. One of the things we're going to raffle off is that Larry Kazaka card you saw in the previous episode. And
you're going to have to
register on Patreon as a free or paid member to qualify for that raffle.
I'm going to also reach out to Maestro Horton and see if I can get him to throw in another one of them Texit coins. But, you know, the way Texit coins going, he might throw in four or five of them.
Crypto has had a bad few months, really, since October, you know, but it comes and goes. That's happened before. So we're optimistic about this year,
oh, yeah.
You know. So,
yeah.
So our cousin Russ, he called me a little while ago, Steve, and I thought I might call him back.
We'll see what
he's
got going.
And we have him on the Palm and Pine Podcast.
Let's see what he's got going.
Just checking in with you, buddy.
Hey, Russ Brown. Now, this is Doug Barlow here. I'm with Steve, and you're on the Palm and Pine Podcast.
You're on there live.
Don't tell me I'm on the podcast.
There you go. Yeah. So our cousin Russ, he works for Tampa Electric, Tico. So when you get to where you can't get up, that's when you call them EMTs.
Yeah.
You know we're on by Canadians now, right?
Yeah, you were telling me that. You
oh,
know,
man.
So
is it like TransCanada, TC Energy?
No, it's a group called Amira out of Nova Scotia.
Oh man.
They can be tight. They can be tight.
Sold us out down the road, I don't know, probably about 8 or 9 years ago.
Uh-huh. Wow.
This outfit out of Halifax, Nova Scotia bought us. And they're totally different group. They came in here, they're real green on the green energy.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
They started buying up land everywhere, putting these solar fields.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And getting all this money back from the government. And you would not believe the land they have bought up down around here and put solar panels on it.
Right.
The Trump, now that he's in there and he's gone away from the Green Deal, he's getting into their pocketbook a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, has anybody's electric bill gone down since they put up them solar panels?
Hell no. It's went up it's tripled.
Yeah. No.
Have tripled.
Tripled.
Yeah, I know what it is here. Yes, I know. Big, you green have a energy. Big house. Yeah.
I think
they've well, they put a fee on us. They put a fee on us too for when Milton hit us last year. We're having to pay for that storm.
Oh, okay.
That'll be in effect until next August. But anyway, when Trump got in there, he did away with all this, all these tax credits they were getting for the solar.
Uh huh.
And now it's they're slowing down a little bit on that solar business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They also had a. They had a little deal going with the Biden administration that they let out of the hat. They were going to dig a deep water well, and they were going to call it, it was going to do carbon capture.
Oh, my God.
Their gas plant down at Polk Power. They were going to dig this, God, I forgot how many thousands of feet well, and they were going to pump the carbon emissions back down in this well. And capture it down way down deep in the
Earth.
Right.
And well, the Biden administration, they said it was going to cost them $1.5 billion to do it. Well, the Biden administration was going to give them $3 billion.
Oh, of course.
So they were going to make a $1.5 billion profit on doing that. And that was their big deal that they had going forward. Well, first thing Trump did when he got in there, he said, "No, we're not doing that."
Yeah,
that put a little wrinkle.
Yeah,
that is a little wrinkle.
Yeah, the plants need that carbon dioxide. Have you been up to Georgia lately to your camp up there?
Yeah. Okay. And that's another thing I was going to get to. The other thing that they're addressing down here, telling us about, is these damn data centers.
Oh yeah.
That's they're wanting to put everywhere.
Yeah, that's the latest scam. Yeah.
In Georgia, it's fixing to go gangbusters. One of our big leases that we used to have years ago in McRae, Stuckey Timber Company just sold it, 4,000 acres. And they're fixing to put they're going to level the whole damn place and put a huge data center on it.
Oh my God.
I mean, this is out in the middle of nowhere land, but it's got a 230,000 volt transmission power line running through it. So
right.
That's what they're wanting. Why they're wanting it. Power line running through it.
Wow.
But the data centers is what's going to be the downfall, because the amount of electricity that they're going, it's going to take to run them. They're gonna have to build. They're gonna have to build numerous power plants just to run these damn data centers.
Sure.
Just did. They put in for a rate increase to build these all these new plants. They're gonna have to run these data centers, and they just got it approved. One saving grace we've got here in Florida right now is Ron DeSantis ain't a big fan of these data centers.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, it's just the latest white collar scam. That's all it is.
Yeah.
He's wary about how much power they're going to use.
Yeah.
And not only the power that they take to use them, the
a lot
water,
of water.
Yeah.
It takes to cool them.
Yeah.
That they use, they have to put like a coolant in it to run through the machines.
Mm-hmm.
And then once it's used for so long, it's contaminated waste.
Yeah.
They have to find a place to get rid of it. And then do the whole cycle again with water. And so it's not only the matter of the electricity it costs to run them, it's the amount of water it costs to cool them.
Yeah.
These companies, they're not even blinking an eye on the cost.
God.
They don't even question Tico how much electricity is going to cost them.
Wow.
It don't matter.
So that's going to make our electric bills triple again.
It is, because the amount of the lines that's got to be built, the new plants that's got to be built.
Yeah.
But. Dude, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Stop thinking about what's fixing to happen with AI.
Man, I tell you, all this All this makes me want to open a Somali daycare center up here in Chiefland.
Something. You can't believe what's been going on up there in Minnesota with that crap.
I tell you, I think the scariest part is I think we're going to find it's going on everywhere, not just Minnesota, you know?
Yeah.
It's going on with the Islam stuff in Texas. Yeah. Well, they're getting ready to build one here in Orlando, big city. Yes, it's all over the place.
Damn.
Right, it's just been going on for a while there in Minnesota.
Right.
When they elect somebody like Ian Omar, you ought to know something's up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Brain surgery to figure that out.
No.
Somebody like her. You know something's up.
That ain't your Minnesota.
I still can't believe that of all the candidates, the Democrats picked Tim Walz to be the vice president. That guy was the goofiest dude I've ever seen.
He had that scam going, and so that's why they picked him.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about our new coach at Florida?
Well, it's very, very similar to the last guy, it seems like to me, but we'll see.
Yeah, we're not real fired up, I can tell you that.
You know, so.
I tell you what, I listened to an interview this week that he did down here on a local radio station.
Right.
And after I listened to his interview, I kind of feel better about it.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Well, they're usually good talkers, but this guy wears a hat outside, so I like that about him.
This guy played middle linebacker, Kentucky, man.
Yeah, right.
He's got a little spunk to him. He's got a little bite to him.
Okay.
Yeah.
He said he's not a very patient person. He said, you can ask my wife. He said, I'm not going to be very patient.
I think the fans are not very patient, so that's going to work out maybe.
Well, I don't know. They sell out a stadium with a 5-win season, but it looks like he's going after a quarterback. I like that.
Well, they got the one from
Georgia Tech. Oh, yeah, I like him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Starter for Georgia Tech this year. Okay. But, you know, they got their offense coordinator.
Oh, okay.
Georgia Tech's offense coordinator, Mr. Faulkner. So that's why they went and got that kid, because he knows that Buster Faulkner system.
Okay.
So plus, they got the kid down here from Tampa, Will Griffin.
He plays
high school. This kid's going to be your quarterback in about 2 years.
Okay.
Huh.
Okay.
Okay.
Blue-eyed kid.
Wow.
Okay. Okay. Well
that's
great.
Good.
Great.
Good news.
But you got to give him credit. He kept Jaden Ball.
Yeah.
He got him to stay.
Yeah. He was the best one. So.
Yeah.
And then the linebacker, Graham, he got him to stay. So that was a big, that guy's a stud too.
Uh-huh. Right.
Dallas Wilson, the wide receiver, got him to stay.
Yeah.
So, and plus now, college football, look at the transfer portals. Look at Indiana. Did you watch that game last night, Indiana?
No, because I don't get ESPN, so, you know.
Game.
Yeah,
wow.
That Cignatti is doing a great job. He's just
he's undefeated.
Yeah.
I mean, but you watch him coach. That guy's a hell of a coach, man.
Yeah,
right.
Bullshit type of coach, man.
Right. And then to do this in Indiana, what a miracle!
Yeah,
so,
yeah that's yeah. impressive. Yeah. Uh-huh. Impressive.
Just to watch that his team, they're so well disciplined, so well coached.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, Summerall's kind of going to be a little bit like that. He said he don't like to lose. He said he plays his 12-year-old son in basketball, and he says he beats his ass.
He doesn't even let his son win.
Well, I know you heard that in this press conference. He don't hire his buddies as coaches.
Right.
No, I think you'll see an improvement, man. Napier just wouldn't adapt. Damn.
Yeah.
They asked him to get offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Stubborn as hell.
Yeah, something wasn't working. You know, they've had their lumps in the past decade or 15 years. It's been It's been a tough one, but they can't afford to make a mistake again,
I don't think so. Yeah, and
they asked him about DJ Lagway. He said, look, I didn't run DJ Lagway off. He said, we sat down and have a conversation. I told him my vision, told him what it was going to take for him to stay here. If he was willing to put in the work, he's more than welcome to stay.
Mm-hmm.
He chose to leave.
There you go.
Wish him the best.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He said, wherever he goes, but he says, unless we play him, he says, then I'm going to want to beat him.
Yeah, uh-huh. There you go. Yeah. I don't think we lost a lot there.
No. I'm glad he went after a quarterback right away. So yeah, I didn't like that about Napier, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't think he got the right quarterbacks in there. But all right, Russ, we're going to.
Did you do any throw up this year?
Yeah, I did one cooking, very excellent, and I'll have to get some to you somehow. I got it. So
yeah, you did one cooking.
Yeah. I got plenty of it. We got about 7 or 8 gallons. So
turned out pretty good.
Oh, it's just primo.
Really?
Yes.
Good deal.
Yeah, I'll get some to you one day or another. We'll come down or something will happen. So we'll see how things go. And before it gets too hot, we'll try to come down. So,
Good talking with y'all, Steve.
Yeah.
Let's get together sometime.
All right.
I'd love it. Good talk to you, Russ. Right.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. See.
Cousin Russ, live on the podcast. Now we told him we weren't actually live, but now it's going to be live when we air it. But he has a lot of information.
He does.
He pretty well did the whole episode.
He pretty well did.
A special guest, our cousin Russ. Now, a little background. We're all basically from Central Florida, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 generations.
Yes.
And so Russ is a cousin. His mom and our mom are sisters. Mm-hmm. They come out of the Shepherd and Alderman branches of our family.
Yes.
Some of the best Florida crackers you could ever meet. Some of the craziest. That's redundant to say that, Florida cracker and crazy. But he spent a lifetime working for Tampa Electric, basically.
Yes. A lot of people in our family have worked for Tampa
Electric. Yeah, our dad did. He's seen it all. We're proud of him.
Yes,
he's raised a great family.
Outstanding.
He's doing wonderful down there. He's just a good man. So grateful to have him call in today on the show. We'll get him again.
We'll get him again.
If we ever get him in studio here or something, that'd be great.
Which direction we could go now. I did have a funny thing that happened to me in town the other day.
That's a given.
So I had to go up to Walmart to take somebody shopping. Our grandfathers never saw the inside of a grocery store.
Nope. That was something they didn't do.
That's back when men were men. So I had to carry somebody to Walmart, and I'm sitting in like that.
I bet they never pushed a buggy.
They never knew what a buggy was.
They didn't know what a shopping cart buggy was. That's right.
So I was in like a Walmart, maybe in the pharmacy area, you know.
And yeah.
We have a lot of octogenarians in Florida.
Oh, it is. We just overrun them.
Maybe even heptagenarians.
A lot of elderly.
Yeah, so these old geezers were talking. I thought it was funny. I was listening to them, and the one old boy said, I'm very happy. I finally got my new hearing aids. I have them in right now.
And he was speaking loud.
Yeah, I have them in right now. And the other old boy said, woo, these hearing aids, how much did they cost?
Uh-oh.
He said, $3,200.
Gosh almighty.
The other boy said, damn.
Man, that'll set you back.
This hearing aid, what kind is it? Oh, it's about 1230.
He should have got them $5,000 hearing aids. He went with them $3,000. Yeah, that's his problem. That's where he messed up there. He messed up right there. Yeah. That's what kind it is.
But I got a good news story.
Okay, let's do a couple of I tell you, we're so far behind. Episode 69.
We're trying
to catch up. Let's roll right into that Palm and Pine newscast right now. All right, Dr. Barlow, catch us up. What's going on out there in our
story,
fair
state?
Okay,
this story is bound to happen, and let me just ask you, people have these drones now.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they're
pretty
nifty, and they go around.
Mm-hmm.
So how long is it going to take Florida man to use his ingenuity, his commercial sense to do something with that doggone drone.
I don't know why we haven't had this story yet, Douglas. Bring it on.
Well, you know, Florida man got the bright idea that he would deliver his meth and fentanyl with a drone.
Yeah, well, Amazon's doing some of that, and even Walmart. Yeah,
right.
Drone delivery.
Naturally, Florida man.
Yeah.
Going to deliver his meth and fentanyl by drone.
Entrepreneur.
Right.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. Here's how the sheriff's department got involved. If you're doing that, you need to make sure it goes to the right place.
Yeah, you don't want that merchandise getting to the
Florida
wrong
man,
spot.
Florida man, and let's see where this was. Somewhere in Florida. It crash landed in his Hillsborough County into the wrong home, and the homeowners come out and got it. And in it was a bag of meth and a bag of fentanyl with a note, Steve.
Okay. Like an invoice.
Florida man is generous.
Like an invoice.
Yeah. And the note read, share this. Don't just kill yourself with it. Kill other people.
Yeah. It was plenty there. Plenty on board.
Yeah, but this is what got the old boy. If your drone with your fentanyl crashes into the wrong home, guys, just go home.
Just that's a loss. You write that up as a loss in your business, you know, for that year and
move
on. What
did the old boy in is when the Hillsborough County deputy arrived. He was out in the front yard frantically working that joystick thing.
Trying to get that thing out of there.
I guess it's on the cell phone now. Yeah. I don't know, but he was working that thing.
Trying to get that thing out of there. Yeah.
Rear.
It might have been overloaded.
No, I think the homeowner had taken that thing inside and said, the deputy said, what are you up to, son?
Yeah.
Are you up by chance trying to work that drone that has
just
been
landed.
Reported? Yeah, so he promptly put him in cuffs and arrested him for distribution of controlled substances.
Wow.
Felony.
Wow.
Okay, so word to the wise, that drone, you want it to go to the right place. And if you lose it with contraband, boys, go into the house. Go on to the house.
Hey, you can buy another drone. Just let that one go.
Because the sheriff's department's keeping that drone.
Oh, yeah, they got that drone. They got that
you're
drone.
You're not getting that drone, man.
Oh, so my God. Anyway, yeah. You know, $500, buy another drone. I mean, come on.
So body camera footage released showed the sheriff's office approaching. And this guy's name was Brooks, a good local name. Brooks, outside the home. Holding what he appeared to be the drone's remote. And so
now what county was this again?
This was in Hillsborough County.
Yeah. Well, that's where our cousin Russ lived.
Right. He found multiple bags containing methamphetamine and fentanyl. Share this. And the old boy was 49 years old. Old Joe Brooks,
man,
you know.
Man.
Yeah, old Florida man.
Yeah.
Getting creative with the drones and distributing his drugs that way.
I tell you.
That way you don't have to drive up to the house.
Yeah.
It is kind of nifty.
Yeah, he's advancing his craft competing. You know, he's got to compete with Amazon and Walmart.
Right. So, they don't come up to your house. Next, he'll start leaving it at the mailbox.
I think
FedEx.
I would kind of like to get him on the show if he gets out of the pokey and interview him. I mean, because that is he's thinking out of the box and servicing his customers.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, leave the drone.
I tell you. Now, Douglas, you were telling me about, you know, you went on your little Walmart shopping trip.
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
Have you noticed, now this is just what I've been seeing.
What kind is it?
Well, yeah. Here's what I've been noticing, and I don't know if it's bothering you, but it's starting to bother me a little
People
bit.
Wearing flip-flops and shorts.
Well, of course. Oh, that's there. But what I'm saying is I pull into a parking lot now, and it doesn't matter if it's Walmart, the new Aldi, Tractor Supply, Tractor Supply. It doesn't matter where I pull into. Everyone I pull into now, first, obviously, you're going to have all your handicap spots.
You can't
park there.
Yeah.
Then, I don't know if you've been noting this now, then they got delivery, like you ordered online, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so then they got 32 spots for delivery.
Right.
Hell, now there's like four parking spots left, you know, for me, right? You know, for and they may have, you know, and this is for our law enforcement officers.
Because a man's got no business going to Walmart.
That's what it is. And it's starting to get under my skin, I'm telling you. Because then they'll have three spots for our law enforcement partners, right? Because, you know, they can probably have an arrest every day there.
Shoplifting.
You know, so you got 37 spots taken up. And now, where do we park? Hell, we got to, you know, look around for the four other spots open because we can't park in all these spots now. Well, I tell you, again, people in Florida are figuring, you know, Florida man going to figure out a way to work around all this kind of nonsense. And so me and my bride, we went to Mount Dora. Have you ever been to Mount Dora, Doug?
Name sounds familiar.
And now it's kind of Central Florida.
Okay.
I tell you what, they have a rather, rather pleasant little Christmas village
sounds
that they put
near
on.
Near the villages.
It's not far from the village. It's kind of south. I guess it'd be southwest of the villages.
Okay, all right.
And it's a quaint little town, you know, and it is called Mount Dora. It is kind of mountainous for Florida.
Okay,
you know, it's got them hills, them citrus hills, you know, them sand hills. And anyway, they had like this Christmas village. So over the holidays, we went there and we were just going to enjoy, you know, walking around town. They got all these little shops, you know. you can get your dog some ice cream, you know what I mean?
Of course. I was thinking about that the other day.
Right. All these little shops. Well, we roll into town, you know, and it's on a Saturday or whatever, and they ain't nowhere to park.
Yeah,
it's kind
of
the same deal, you know, because it's all just little bitty parking spots. You can't get in.
You
end up parking down by the lake and walking up into town. Again, in Mount Dora, They got some Florida people having a workaround on this.
Oh, okay.
And it's the same game.
This
You've heard this before.
On the Palm and Pine podcast, you learn these things.
Yeah, and folks, you need to watch out. Don't get caught in this yourself. But it's what I've learned on this case here, Doug, is it's pretty easy to get on eBay or...
Get one of front-end winches, electric winches.
No, you get on eBay and you get that handicap tag, right? And you just hang that... You hang that on your rearview mirror, right? Now, once you hang that handicap tag, you know, it could say Maryland, it could say Nevada, you know, whatever. Because
Costa Rica.
Yeah, this time of year, we got people from all over.
Right.
So you just get one off of eBay.
There you go.
You get on, what's that other
thing? Not illegal.
Craigslist, you know. Yeah, no, you just buy.
Buying it.
Yeah. You can buy whatever you want, right?
Right.
Well, law enforcement in Florida has caught on. so they did one raid. I guess it was they hit Walmart and Target in Mount Dora.
Right.
And within a matter of like, I don't know, 1 hour, they got 30 illegal tags. Like these people getting up out of the car and like you and me just walking.
Because like the Asian massage, they probably got a complaint. Down the sheriff's office.
Yeah.
These people are fake.
That one operation.
Wow.
And this is the Mount Dora
That's
police.
Neat to know.
So hats off to the city police there in Mount Dora. And what they basically did was they checked these placards, people hanging on the rearview mirror, and they were all fake. And within a short amount of time, they got 30 of these people with these fake placards.
Well, now, what do you get when you have a fake handicap placard? You get a ticket.
It doesn't really say what happened to them. But I'm sure it wasn't fun.
Probably a ticket and a court date.
It might have been. Yeah, it might have been.
Well, there you go.
A court appearance. So be careful with the handicap.
Yeah. So that parking is a humdinger, but just stay at the house, you know.
Order it online. Stay home. That's what I tell you. I'm getting better at just ordering online.
Yeah. And they just bring it to you.
They bring it to you.
Set it down in the mailbox.
Or they might bring it. They might bring it by drone.
Bring it by drone, right? Drop it down the road.
So.
Yeah, they'll pretty well get it to where you live.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, Steve, we did that spiritual and we had Luther Beecham on, and it was a great hit. We got a lot of positive feedback, public domain spiritual. And I thought to conclude today, we might do another one of those.
So
if you get your chicken feeding can, we will conclude with a old spiritual. You'll know it, Steve. Power in the blood.
Oh, the power in the blood.
Power in the blood. We're going to do it right here, right now.
I like them old songs.
To conclude the podcast, and it's a very simple song, and we're looking forward with great anticipation to the rest of the year. So it's going to be a very easy beach to keep. So here we go.
You get old. You get old, kind of like old song.
There you go.
And it's an old one here.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you the victory or evil to win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
Of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service to Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood. Daily his praises to sing. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Oh, I love that power. Power in the blood.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, another great episode. Episode 69er, 69er coming in strong, and we're grateful. And we'll see y'all on the next run. And until then, keep it Florida. We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of the Palm and Pine Podcast. This podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and should not be considered professional advice. The views and opinions expressed by the host or any guest are our own and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliates. Our opinions are just that, opinions, and are not legal or medical advice. But in our opinion, avoid lawyers and big pharma at all cost. Copyright 2026. Palm and Pine Podcast, all rights reserved. Please subscribe and share. Okay, until next time, keep it Florida, and we'll see you soon.